Shemaya, we are continuing through the special tikufa that Hashem set up specially for us, in order for us to grow, and I'll be talking to Hashem, pay attention more, appreciate more, how much we are in Hashem's hand, and how much we can rely upon Him. We should not fall into that mistake, that we have a hard situation, and therefore have to work on our bitachon. It's the exact opposite. Hashem, with His tremendous love for us, wants to help us build up our bitachon. And that's one of the cheshbonos behind every trying situation. That's the way David HaMelech was able to be mezamer, sing to Hashem in every situation, because he realized, yes, it's trying. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's painful. But it's all to bring me to my greatest position I can be in life, the Shleimus Kivus Elikim, Sheli Toiv. That's the best thing. So David HaMelech said this beautiful pasuk, in Mizmor Lamed Beis, it's a mizmor talking about the kiva between him and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabim Machoivim Lerosha. The evil person has a lot of pain. V'apoteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venu. Person who relies fully on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he'll be surrounded with chesed. The Rosh over here is not necessarily that picture we have in our mind of this evil being. It means the person that doesn't have bitochen Hashem. Ravim machoivim. A lot of painful situations. The Chovos of Halvovis says a very important line. And he says, there's no such a person, Jewish, not Jewish, who is not a tremendous Baal Bitochen. The question is, what is he Boteach in? And these are the two options we have. You could be Boteach in Hashem, and you have one thing that you're Boteach in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all-encompassing, all-powerful, almighty, and unlimited chesed v'rachem and love and kiva to us. That's one option. Then you have another option, to be boteach on every individual you bump into, or not be boteach on him, or be boteach on yourself. Ravim machoivim l'rosha, what's referring to here, a person who does not rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he manages by himself. There's no such thing as managing by yourself. What do you mean? You bought a box of cereal, maybe there's poison inside of it. Ella what? You have bitochen, you rely on the system that nobody put poison into it. But basically like that, the Chavis Lavo says there's unlimited amount of things you have to be boteach in, because you're interacting with somebody in the business. You have to have a certain level of relying upon him that he's honest. And within the family members, with your health, you have to rely on your body. And unlimited amount of things. You constantly have to boteach in so many independent things. And when it doesn't go the way you want, then you have machoivim. You have a pain. Oh, I was hoping. I told him to do it. Why didn't he do it the way I wanted him to do it? I was expecting him to be more successful in what he was doing. Why didn't he do this? And it's with our spouses, with our children, with everything, and with ourselves. I'm sure that I did exercise and my body will be perfectly healthy. How could it be it's not healthy? One cave after the other, one frustration after the other. Because I'm putting my bitochen in so many different things, which there's really no reason to put bitochen in them. None of the things in the physical world, and no person in the world, is somebody something we can fully rely on. Don't put your bitochen in human beings, because human beings do not have the ability to bring us what we need. Once again, we interact with them, we appreciate them, somebody does good to us, and is a reliable person, the shtadlus is to work together with them, but not to rely on them, not to rely on our physical strength, our health, people around us. Technology, all these things are things we take advantage of, but the one we rely on is only one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you have that straight line, the Kaveh El Hashem, turning straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Chesed Yisoy V'Venu, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you a line of Chesed, your entire environment is surrounded. Chesed, you see it all around. You wake up in the morning, you see, Baruch Hashem, I have a house, I have a ceiling, everything's intact. I have my family, I have my spouse, I have my children, whatever I have my body. You see the chesed constantly all around you, because a Betech Hashem is a person who is paying attention to all the chesed Hashem that he's receiving. Not only that, but it's not just the nature of the person that he sees the chesed, but chesed Yisrael Beven, it creates an environment of chesed. It brings a hashpah of chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us. This is the Tzav HaSha'ah, This is what Hashem is demanding from us. And once again, like we said before, it's not a way to get out of the situation. It's a way to utilize the situation, a way to do what we can to better the situation. The more bitachon we have in Hashem, we're not afraid about every little thing. We realize we're in Hashem's hands, we have to do the basic gestadlus. But misad hasheni, we don't have to have that feeling of constant pachad, which is in our minds. We have to feel we are with Hashem. The more we're with Hashem, chesed yisoy bevenu, when we mispalel, that's an act of bitachon. When we spell for Klal Yisrael, we're causing a chesed yisavenu, not just around us. We're part of Klal Yisrael. We feel part of the entire nation that is over here in Eretz Yisrael and near, all around. And the chesed mitzvah Hashem will be soivev, surround every single one of us and an entire Am Yisrael, wherever we are. We should be zeiche. But even if each one of us has a little bit of the bechina of the Russia, if you feel many things are bothering you, that shows a lack of bitachon. That's a ravim machoivim. Baruch Hashem, we can't call ourselves a Russia, but talking about that bechina of detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, the more we focus on the fact that Baruch Hashem, how much we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we do have, to mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the issues that we need, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll feel the chesed, which is completely around us, permeates our entire environment, and we'll zoicha to have a much greater level of chesed from Hashem. Kein yiratzim.